here.
Ready.
Can I begin?
It's okay. Yes, please. Thank you.
All right. Excellent. All right. So we left last week with the serious gras described, the Gemara's, the gras, Rishonim discussing how bad it's going to be right before the birth, right? Like a river that is full of zeiras and pain and suffering. And then at that point, that's when the Mashiach is going to come. That was the Gemara's. And it seems as though that these sources are clearly describing something that's like the Holocaust. And what happened after the Holocaust? Why would there's no Mashiach? That's the Kasha. Many other people were sending questions. Is it going to get worse now? Is it going to get better? What happened? How do we reconcile the state of Israel that came right after the Holocaust? Is that the Mashiach? Is that the beginning of Mashiach? Are we in the Mashiach or in the Chevle Mashiach? Where are we now? That's the question that people are asking. So I promised I would do some research, and we did some very interesting things. And the first main piece of information that we find is in from the Chafetz Chaim himself. These are testimonies that were told to his Talmidim and brought in a number of Svarim. These are big men, Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman, Rabbi Eliyahu Lopion. It's printed in his Sefer at the end of Parshas Vayisro, in Leib Eliyahu, his discussion with the Chafetz Chaim. And from many, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer was involved and heard this testimony as well. So basically what he said was that before World War I, Chafetz Chaim said that this is the beginning of Gog Magog. This is the beginning, World War I. And he said that there are three stages. This is what he was, all of these testimonies come back with the same idea. Three different stages in Milchemes Gog Magog, says the Chafetz Chaim. The first one he said, World War I. And he said, this is the beginning, the easiest one of them all. Then he said in 25 years, because he died about 15 years and maybe after World War I, he said in 25 years, stage two is coming. That's what he said, and they're all saying this in his name. In 25 years, stage two is going to come, and that's going to make stage one look like nothing took place. And that's World War II, obviously. And he said it's going to be the worst, and it's going to make World War I look like a child's play, is what they quote him as saying. Then he says, after that, there's going to be, and this is from Rav Sternbacher, actually, he says there's going to be another 70 years after that, and then stage, the final Geula is going to come, whatever that means. That's the Chafetz Chaim. And this is quoted by many Gedolim here. Back then, they recorded it as Talmidim, which is shocking that he said such a thing and that it actually happened the 25 years afterwards that he didn't even he was spared to have to see. And he hit it on the nail on the head. There's more. The Gra writes on the Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, Yan Chashem V'Yom Tzara, that we say every day before Ubal Etzion. There's no when there is tachanun on that day. The Gra writes on his Peirush Avne Eliyahu on the Siddur of the Gra that we found that says as follows. I'll read it to you. He says in this Mizmor of Lamnatzeach LeDavid, Shivim Tevos, there are 70 words in this Tehillim, right? Milamnatzeach Vahad Sofa Mizmor, Shehein Romzos. They are merames, they hint to us, al shivim shnin chevle Mashiach. The tzavchat ayelet, this is according to Zohar right now that we're going to see. He said, there's 70 years of the chevle Mashiach. And we're going to see that they to discuss that as after the Holocaust is when these 70 years start. From Rav Moshe Sternbach, and I'm going to read it to you inside. But let's continue in the Gra. So he says, Shivin Kalin Shehen Yemei Tzara Umitochan Yigalu. In those 70 years are going to come at the end, and then the Geula is going to come from that. V'kodem HaGeula, Yechaved hagalus yoter. Before this geula, the galus is going to get worse. Mikol hagalus, worse than all of the previous ones. Kamosha kasav begalus Mitzrayim, like it says in Galus, it's all the grow. Like it was written in the redemption from Egypt. Techaved havoda, the avoda got worse, and then they got redeemed. Vizel lemaher geula, says the grow. Another chiddush. The increased suffering speeds up the geula. Kamosha kasa bebrachos da'avavu mitbeis akra dekala duchka. Listen, he's definitely al pi drush or so. I don't know what the gro is doing. He's quoting a gemara here, explaining akra dekala duchka, is explaining that the geula is going to come to the Jewish people through increased suffering. That's going to speed it up. That's the reward. Fine. Vehu shichrur shachros hashachar. This is the dark of the darkness before the light at the end. Shekodim shematchil ha'ir hayom. Before the day starts to get light. Hu machshich yosem mikol ha'layla. It's darker than the whole night. V'lechein nikra shachar. That's why it's called black shachar. V'shivim kalim. These 70 voices, noises, Heim Shivim Shana. They are the 70 years, and they're called the Chevle Mashiach. Shekol Agalus Domel Herayon. We said we saw this grow also somewhere else. The entire Galus, for the last thousands of years, he's saying, is equal to a pregnancy. Shemit Karevet Hayoledet Haleda Kol Yom. Each day, the birth comes closer and closer. V'ha'geula doma l'leida. And the actual geula is the birth. Kamosha kasa v'yashaya ha'yolet. Fine. Goy. Ki yaldet zion. U'kishimit karevet l'leid. When she gets closer to delivery. As koevet yoter. We call yemei herona. It's more painful than the entire pregnancy. Kamosha kasa v'harbe arbe. It's v'oneh v'oneh v'tzar herion shehu ha'galus. When she's in active labor, zechev lemashiach, the end. Ukamosha yosheves ala mashber tikva leleid meheira. She's going to be davening when she's in active labor to give birth quick, fast. Kain yikvu ba'otozman legeula meheira. That's the grow in the 70 years at the end. Now, I found the book also. This man was very helpful to me in Bnei Brak. He sent me all this information. He's clearly an activist, this man. I mean, in a positive sense. He's got all these sources organized for himself. He brought the sefer that I think Rabbi Krieger's brother-in-law, who was Nifter a few years ago, Miller, writes on, it's called the Hanhag Avodas Hagos Lebeit Brisk, Barab Miller, Shlita, he was Nifter. I believe this is Rabbi Krieger told me this is his brother who writes these books on the Brisker family and all of it, their Kabbalahs from the Brisker Rav, etc. And he says here, this is Rabbi Miller talking, not the father-in-law, this is the brother-in-law of Rabbi Krieger. He says, Sipreli gon echad shlita. One gon echad b'chafetz be'ilum shmo, that he requested anonymity. Kefisha shama me'agon agadol Reb Meir Halevi Soloveitchik. This is a gon Reb Meir Soloveitchik shlita. This is the son of the Griz, Marana Griz Zatzal. He writes like this, Pamachat zacharti lifnei ha'aba. One time I mentioned to Abba, who is the Griz, the Yitzhak Zev Soloveitchik, the words of the Gro, Adonenu HaGro, that we just read for you, the Avnei Eliyahu, the book of the Seder of the Gro, of the 70 years and the 70 words in the Lam Natzeach LaMizmor, the David. He told him that. He said the 70 words in this Perek of Tehillim are teaching us that there's 70 years of Chevle Mashiach. So, says the Griz, he heard, and he answered his son, Mir Zanin Shavin in the Zibzeig. I have the translation here from Yiddish. We are already in the 70 years. We're in them. This is after the Holocaust. Now, he then went to his brother, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik. I think this is the Rosh Hashiva of YU, I believe. And he didn't believe that his father talked about this because his father, he says, never discussed any issues of Yemos HaMashiach, says Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. And then he went to his brother, Rav Yosef, Mayor Soloveitchik, Mayor Halevi Shlita, and he says, it's true, really, our father never, I would never believe it myself, our father never talked about Mashiach and things like that. However, I heard himself, he said it to me, I wouldn't believe it, but he told me, I heard it from his mouth, that he said that this gra is referring to now. Start the clock, say. So you see clearly from the Briskerov that they were holding that this 70 years started after the Holocaust. That's what he's saying here. He also has another statement here that I didn't find the actual photocopy. We didn't print it out yet from the Otsar, so I don't know if this is accurate. But he writes here in the name of Rav Sternbach. He's alive here in Har Nof. And he writes that he heard from Yechezkel Abramsky that he had a Kabbalah from the Talmidim of the Gra, a Peletic Gra, they said, that they could never understand. This is Rav Sternbach talking. That the final war at stage 3 of Gog Magog is going to be 12 minutes long. That's what they heard from the Gra. All the Talmidim, one generation to another, it's a 12-minute war. And nobody understood what he's talking about. And Rav Sternbach writes, well, now we know that there could be a war of 12 minutes long. One press the button and it blows up. So that's another thing from Rav Sternbach in the name of this Gra. Now, the final thing that we found, which is very interesting and will tie everything together, is another Gra in Shir HaShirim. This one's a little scary. If the others weren't, you know. On Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, he writes, this is the Shir HaShirim, it says, Kine hastav avar, the fall has passed. Hageshem chalaf halach lo, and the Geshem also passed. So now the Gra has some explanations on this. This is clearly not pshat on any level. But he quotes the Tikkuni Zohar, the Gra. And he says like this, what's the pshat, Kine hastav avar, the fall passed? He says that is the ruling. I'll read you the Zohar inside and you listen yourself. Shiltono dishar mamanim dipalche kochvaya, meaning to say the government of the Goyim, when they're shilton, when they're in ruling of the Goyim, of the Ode Kochavim, that equals hastav avar. We're going to explain what's this, the fall pass. Hageshem, which is worse than the fall, that's when it's cold, we're going to see. Chalaf halach lo, it left. What does that mean? He said there's going to be a shiltanusa, there's going to be another ruling of the heir of Rav. The heir of Rav comes after that's the core, that's the geshem, it's the worst thing in the world. And says the Gra, that the heir of Rav is obviously going to be in charge of the Jewish people at some point. And it says the Gra here, Hageshem Chalapalapo, the heir of Rav Kashin Yoter, their rulership over the Jewish people, which as you understand, the last 70 years is heir of Rav running the Jewish people. I don't have to say it. Okay, they're not Shomer Mitzvah's people, the government of Israel. Their ruling over the Jews is worse from the Goyish ruling of the Jews. Why? Shehem Geshem, they are like rain, Hatorei LeYisrael, that creates stress and difficulties for the Bnei Yisrael. Behein Eshet Madanim, this is a medrash that the Gra is quoting. They are the wife that is hard, a hard wife, miserable wife. Shehein Yaguru Midon Tamid. They live with us together. Bein Yisrael. And they create stress between us and Avim Shiva Shamayim. That's the end of the Gra. Okay? So he's saying here that the rulership of the Goyim over us, it's not as bad, even though you would think it's much worse. It's much easier. That's like the fall, where it's not so freezing cold. It's from the outside. But when the Geshem, the cold season, is when the heir of Rav takes control, says the Gra, takes over the Jewish people, then it gets bad. Then they make trouble. There's more, another Tikkuni Zohar over there. But this is Rav Brevda who's organizing this sefer, by the way. It's called Parish of the Gra and Shir Shirim. Rav Brevda wrote this book, putting together all of the Gras. But that was a quote of him. Now he says, in the Tikkuni Zohar, in the same place, Amar Rav Shimon, Erev Rav Mur Avin Bahon B'Yisrael B'Galusa. Erev Rav is always mixed with the Jewish people in the Galus. And Rabbeinu, the Gra, writes on Shir Shirim, and also in Mishle, he writes this. Ki hasevel mikor hastav, the suffering from the cold of the fall, dome lera'aso shel sone bibachutz. It equals the evil that comes to us from someone who hates you externally. An external, that's the fall. It's cold, it's bad, but it's not so bad. It's external cold. The hasevel me'ageshem, this is the second half of that pasuk, the suffering from the rain, that's dome, says the Gra, lera ha'megia lo me'ishto. It's equal to the evil that comes to a man from his wife. Shehi nimses imo babayis. She's inside, internal suffering. She's suffering from inside the house. And she's constantly matrida, so tummy. She's giving him a lot of aggravation all the time. K'mochein umas ha'olam. They're the nations of the world, ra'asami bachutz. Their evil is coming from outside. We're all saying it explicitly. And that equals the fall. The Erev Rav, they're mixed inside. They are like the miserable wife who doesn't stop hurting internally. As more Zohars, it's not going to stop. But that's also, I mean, if you put all of these things together, the Chafetz Chaim's Eidus that they have from his Talmidim, it's printed back already a long time ago, that you have three stages. The first one's World War I, and he predicted World War II is going to be much, much worse in terms of the suffering to World War I. And then they say another 70 years and you have a 12-minute war. 70 years is from the Mizmor of Lamnatseach, coupled with this Gra that the heir of Robert taking over at the end. They're taking over now. Their shilton, their rulership over us is worse. I mean, it's very scary. This is a very different image than the Zionistic image, the Tzioni image that is being portrayed now. What is the truth and how do we process all of this? I don't know. Can it get worse than it has been at the Holocaust? I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to answer these questions. A lot of people have sent me emails with various suggestions. That mental illness now, you've never seen so many people afraid about everything in the world. People are petrified. That's one email I got. Two people sent me that email. Talmidim in the yeshiva, of Reichen, saying that the suffering that people have now of fear and worry and constant depression and mental illness is now, and that they can't go to the doctor because they're petrified to go to the doctor. That's what they're saying. They're living in their fear. Even though there's a way out, he says maybe that pain, even though they live without physical suffering, maybe it's the emotional insanity that's taking place right now. It's out of control. There's no question about it. There's no question. You see it everywhere. Pain and fear. Maybe that's the thing that's worse than the Holocaust, if you could say such a thing. Another thing that someone sent me was the amount of intermarriage. Maybe it was you, Daniel Rossin, who said that's this one. But the intermarriage, that people are suffering in it. No. What did you write?
Greater numbers of people have been lost due to intermarriage.
That's the argument, right? Not the parents that are in pain. No. It's the fact that more millions of people are dying in intermarriage now. They're disappearing from the Jewish world than the Holocaust even. Maybe that's shot and how it's still getting worse and worse. There are many possibilities. But what's clear is that according to all of the Simanim, all of these Gedolim, they're clearly saying that these years now is the final Chevle Mashiach. When exactly, we're never going to know, obviously. It's impossible to know the exact timing because that's hidden only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever, whatever it is, it's going to happen. We cannot understand. But it's clear that the main Mesorah that we have, which is the Mishnah Berurah and the Groh, those are the main Mesorahs now, are all saying that it's happening now. That's clear. They are both testifying with unequivocal that it's happening now, mamish now. And for whatever reason, Hashem has taken the pain away, even though I didn't want to tell you to take the pain away. My wife has reminded me, we went through ISIS and Iraq and Iran and the wars and the stress of nuclear war and people being heads chopped off in the television. I don't know if you could say that it's calmed down, the stress, the bomb, the terrorism. It's not stopping the fear, and the blood. It's not ending anytime. And now the corona popped up out of nowhere and in the middle of financial explosions in the stock market. I mean, we see things that are pretty scary. They're very scary. I don't know if we're even aware on a conscious level how horrific as great as it is, financially, and people have money and more than they ever had before, but the amount of pain and suffering that the Jewish people and the world has gone through of late is, if you look at it carefully, it's pretty scary what's happening. It is very scary. And this corona thing, who the heck knows what it is even? No one knows. It's an unknown thing that's crippling the world very quickly. Very quickly, instantly. All of these things together, and the Erev Rav, that Groh is not funny, that the Erev Rav is going to come and take over the Jewish people from the Goyim, and they're going to be worse. Those are scary words to hear. Those sounds like Rav Shach and Rav Shmuel Orbach, that fight that they had against the State of Israel. You see, the Groh is writing it 300 years ago. I mean, the whole thing is shocking. It's too much. It's definitely not. I don't know. I think the only thing we can do with all this information is to try to focus our kavana on Mashiach coming, as we've been doing this mitzvah as best we can, and not try to get too caught up in all of this evangelical, or whatever you want to call it, the activism that everybody's worried about. It sounds heebie-jeebie and weird and this. Okay, you have all these sources. You have the Chafetz Chaim. These are pretty solid. That's enough. Let's just learn. Let's keep davening properly that Hashem protects us and saves us. Let's not worry about how worse is it going to be. Will we pass the test? Will we not pass the test? It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. We just have to go between us and follow Kadosh Baruch Hu as if the Groh never wrote these things. We knew it. Our Gedolim are saying all of these things. They've been screaming and yelling about this all the time, since as long as we can remember. I mean, the only thing we haven't seen from a Groh is about the internet. Watch out for the iPhone. That's one pure Groh we're going to find that no one ever saw before. iPhones. Don't get an Apple Watch. That's what we're waiting. What else can we find? I think we just have to keep our perspective. We're in unprecedented times of human history, modern human history. We have to daven. We have to daven our guts out, learn very hard, try our best, be the best people we can be. This is another kash that we've heard I heard this kasha from Yaakov Kemp in an email now. I think it was him, maybe it was somebody else. And Robertson Green asked this kasha when we went out for breakfast one time with Rabbi Green 20 years ago. And then I found it in that footnote of one of the Talmidim of the Chafetz Chaim asked him this kasha. And they all asked it exactly the same way. I find it difficult to daven for Mashiach, Robertson Green, the Talmud, and Yaakov Kemp. Because it wasn't Yaakov Kemp.
It was Betzalel, I think.
There we go. I just said Betzalel before you did. Okay. I can't because I'm basically davening that if I'm not fully worked out yet, the second Mashiach comes, there's no Bechir Chofshis. Your status in the world is over. Now I'm working. I'm finally got my act together. And I'm learning and davening and putting myself into spiritual position to be ready for Mashiach. And now he's going to come, but I'm gonna lose everything. Whatever scar I had, I had. Whatever I don't have, I don't have. There's basically no Bechira or minimal Bechira Chofshis. It's over. How can I daven with zest for such a thing? And Rabbi Green and the Chafetz Chaim said the same thing. That's right. We may lose, but overall, that's basically davening for Kiddush Hashem. You're davening for Kiddush Hashem. That's going to happen. You're right. You personally may not benefit from Mashiach coming in the personal sense in terms of your eternity. But for the world, for Hashem, the number one thing we want is this Geula to come and that it'll be over. And the fact that you personally are going to suffer in it, that's you're going to be dying on Kiddush Hashem. Basically, you're dying off Kiddush Hashem. You're like jumping on a hand grenade in order to save your soldiers, your friends. That's it. That's what it is, davening. So now, if you think in those terms, the Chafetz Chaim said this explicitly. I saw it in the text after I heard Rabbi Green say it is Rebetzin. Same thing. That is right. It is. It could be over in terms of our free choice and our development. It could be over. But if you can daven for that now, despite the fact that you're going to lose, you are mamish and misrome to the highest level. That's the highest level tefillah. Even something that theoretically I could do better. Give me 5 more years. And I'm really getting there. I'm getting there. No, I want Mashiach now. End it now, as far as I'm concerned. Bring the incredible revelation of Hashem. That's the attitude we have to have. That's Pashut, regardless of all of these Midrashim and where we are exactly in the stage of Jewish history of the Mashiach. I also got another Zohar that I didn't know how to find even. From Adam Litwin regarding that maybe we only have a few years left. The 210 years are being sliced off the Cheshbon of 220. That the Geula is going to come 210 years before the end. I didn't get a chance to look it up. Another scary idea, which means in 10 years it's coming to an end. That fits with the 70 years after the Holocaust or so. It's all very around, pointing to around here. Around now, these are things that are definitely not my thing. This is not my, as you've never heard me speak about these things until now. But the Gro is the Gro. The Chafetz Chaim is the Chafetz Chaim. And it's not funny. And the Brisk or Golmi Brisk, we may not learn Shitas Brisk, but we know who these people were. This is not a joke. If they're saying that we're in the Chevel Mashiach now, we have to get very serious. And our avodas Hashem now. That's the main message for us. Hashem, are there any questions you want me to answer, Daniel Rossin, before I...
There are a number of questions, but I don't know if the Rosh Hashiva is going to want to answer them. But isn't it problematic, we said initially, to calculate the times of the Mashiach? And if we're going to calculate, we're after the 70 years. And we're not the first generation to be told that we're in the 70 years. So you put all that together and it just seems odd. This question from many, many people. We're after the 70 years. Why are we calculating the time to begin with? And we've been told this before.
Calculating the time is, I didn't calculate it. This is the Chafetz Chaim doing his calculations. Don't blame me. I'm just saying.
I understand.
Go to the Chafetz Chaim. Send him a letter. Don't ask me a letter. Why? Okay. He calculated it, that Gogumagos in three stages. The first one's happening now, World War I. Next one, 25 years. He basically got it right. And then he said another 70 after that, and it's over. It's okay, whatever that means. Why he calculated, how many people else said it in the times of history. What do I look like? I'm not writing any of these Perushim. I'm just reading them, okay? If those are your kashas, then you missed the point.
No, so...
Okay, that my point of my Musa was the exact opposite of all this. We are not calculating anything. We are just reading photocopies from the Otzar HaChma. That's all we're doing, okay?
I think then the rest of the questions probably don't need to get asked. They're all along the same lines of the facts seem to contradict what's happening now, etc. But that's not relevant, I guess.
We cannot put any fact. All we can do is listen to these rabbis and daven harder. That's it. I would not, no one's predicting the exact day, although we have to daven. It's going to come every single day. But kol yom, tamid, all the time. We're always davening for this. So you want to say, I don't want to. I've been told before, that's the emunah. This is a foundational principle in emunah, one of the 13 ikarim. We have to follow it. These mefarshim are clearly indicating that it's now is the time to really strengthen ourselves. If there was ever a time not to, this is the time, yes, to. Could they have brought Mashiach before? Contradictions, fears. They got contradictions every single place. In one sugya that we're learning now in Brachos, I've got 15 steers, 15 kashas. It's all of them. They're all going to be Mitarets. Once Mashiach comes, we'll have Teirutz of everything. Now we haven't heard the shir yet. We're still stuck in the kashas. That's right. That's life. Have a good day, everybody.